T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Your smart speakers, just ask it to play WILK News Radio, or you can get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. It is almost 4:11 here. It's 78 degrees on this Friday, September 12th, 2025. Get out, see some sun. Look at the blue sky with those nice white clouds and take some deep breaths. Let the stress of the week kind of escape you the best you can. Escape the best you can. I'm getting a lot of text messages about the people around here that have been posting disgusting things. Listen, it's all out there on social media. I'm not here and I'm not going to use this platform to highlight them. I've shared some on my social media. There's a local teacher. And it's out there who, and I won't say what school district or the teacher's name, but there's a local teacher from our area who has a quote of the day, I guess, she puts on her board. And it said, the day after Charlie Kirk was killed, some men improve the world only by leaving it. An Oscar Wilde quote. Kind of passive-aggressive, don't you think? And I'm sure it's easy enough to say, well, it was just a coincidence. And that probably will be the excuse. But was it really? And I guess parents need to decide if you want your children in that sort of atmosphere. There are options for you. And school administrations need to decide, is this someone you want influencing your school district children? And parents of that school district, I'm sure you know who it is because dozens of you have sent me the screenshot. Go to work. Attend board meetings. Make printouts of that and hand it to the school board members. Hand it to administration and say, well, what are you going to do here? And if the teachers union wants to defend something like that, let them defend that disgusting quote and say, well, it was just a coincidence. Let them look the public in the eye and pretend that they believe or think or hope you're that stupid. But it's out there for you to find, and I'm getting the text messages, I'm getting all the messages on it, and thank you for that. A lot have been brought to my attention. This is for the people of Valley View School District to take up with, if it's there. So moving forward, I'm just looking at the text messages that are coming in now. Before I get started on this, let me take Lorraine. We have Lorraine from Hazleton with a poem. A day like this, it's always apropos. I heard you on our friend Bob Cordero's show the other day, Lorraine, and you got kind of emotional. So I hope not to bring you to an emotional state today. But rightfully so, you got emotional.
Yeah, I... My whole life seems emotional right now. Everything, every day. But anyway, this poem, I didn't get a chance to get on Cordero because you heard him. I guess they call back with a poem. But now I heard you saying about your father, and then about September the 12th. But this poem, my brother died 4 years ago. On September the 10th, the day Charlie Kirk was shot. Now, I gave this poem to my brother while he was still alive. So may I read it now?
Yes, yes, by all means, Lorraine.
Okay. Richard, my big brother. To many, he is known as Mr. Fix-It. Our mother always called him a go-getter. For me, he will always be my big brother. Compared to the rest, there can be none better. Whenever someone has a problem, he usually rises to the occasion. People know that he is dependable and that the job will be well done. He doesn't give up too easily, and there isn't a problem so impossible that he will not try to tackle and correct. For with my brother, all things are probable. He is a man of faith and wisdom. His knowledge is beyond all measure. People close to him are blessed to call him friend. He's my big brother, whom I'll always treasure.
Very nice, Lorraine. Very nice.
Thank you.
A change, change of direction for a day like this, and that's always good. We need better changes of direction and focus, especially
like I said,
at times like this.
I gave it to him while he was alive. And, you know, I guess the gist of everything here is, I mean, I had written a poem too, but I mean, I read it before about love while there is life, because we're not granted tomorrow.
No, you know? we're not grounded as a whole, at all, as a nation, as individuals, as families. You know, we've torn our families apart. We've torn our nation apart. We've really drifted away from where we should be focused on.
I said, I'm sorry. I think you missed my word. I said we're not granted tomorrow, but you're right, we're not grounded either.
I heard grounded, yes, but granted, no doubt. That's why I take every day as a special day, because we are not granted anything. Not granted anything. And that's why I end every phone call with my family with I love you, because you know, I don't want the last thing to be said as anything. Even if we disagree on something, even if we're arguing, that last comment is going to be I love you.
Yeah, even the simple things mean a lot, Rob. You know, it's hard. Life is hard. And I don't care what they say, oh, yeah, you can make it. It's what you make it. Not all the time. Not all the time. You could try. You could try, but, and I'm not being pessimistic. I'm being realistic.
No, I think life is designed to be hard. Life is hard to be, life is designed to be hard, because through struggles we become better. Become adversity, we overcome. We learn to do things a different way. So I don't think it was ever meant to be easy. It may be easy for some to take things for granted, and that's why they're able to go in a direction that might not be.
But is that right?
You know, I think life is intentionally designed to be a struggle, to have faith, to try to better ourselves and struggle through things, so we could look back and realize that we were able to overcome that.
Sometimes I do the same stupid things, and I try not to, but oh well.
Oh,
now
we're
I'm
stubborn.
Running myself down. Isn't that's really being great.
I'm stubborn like that too, Lorraine. Sometimes it takes me more than a couple tries to figure it out the right way or do it the things. And sometimes it's just hard by nature. Sometimes you are not going to succeed the first time, and that perseverance, that strive and desire in us, in you, in families, in children, in anything. That desire to succeed, that desire to be better, that desire to move forward or do something for themselves, that struggle is what makes them more successful. It's not the end result. It's the struggle that makes us more successful. It's not the title you get if you're striving for this big position or anything like that. It's the struggle and the knowledge you gain to get there that makes you a better leader, that makes you a better person. The title is just a name. The title is just a label. What you did to get there, your experiences is what made you.
You know what? There are 10 people and 9 people could do nice things or say nice things, and then that one person. And sometimes you focus on that one person. Well, I'll tell you something. I was crossing a street the other day, and I have a hard time. I was walking with two canes, and this lady was coming up the street. She was stopping her van literally in the middle of the street and waiting until I crossed. And I turned my head and I said, thank you. And she said to me, do you need help? She was literally going to pull her car over and help me over to my car. Now, there you go. What an angel.
There are good people in this world. We need to focus on them more than the bad. Lorraine, I appreciate you checking in with us today. You have a great weekend.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye. A good change of direction there. Let me go to the phone now. We have Dooley from Dalton on political violence. Dooley.
Hi. I heard you say that the only political violence that there's been since January 6th of 2001 has been from the left. And I find that deeply disturbing. And let me say categorically that I think it's terrible that anybody gets assassinated. And it's absolutely, I condemn it. I don't think people should joke about it. I don't think that's appropriate. But saying that it's only on one side is completely wrong. The facts are completely different than that. The Democratic state lawmaker and her spouse in Minnesota that got shot.
That was a Republican?
What's that?
That was a Republican? That was a conservative that did that?
Was it a conservative?
It was someone who worked for the Waltz administration. So political violence has happened, but and it's wrong when it's on both sides. But don't try to change the facts on cases that have happened. He was a Governor Waltz appointee on two different committees in the state.
You're saying that it only happens on one side. You believe that?
Over the past couple of years, yes. Where have you seen?
And the person that was just
give me some
arrested,
more examples. Give me some more examples.
Yeah, just the person who was just arrested.
Yeah.
For assassinating Charlie Kirk is not a registered Democrat.
He's also not a registered Democrat. He's not also a registered Republican. And regardless, look at his ideology.
What is his ideology? You don't think Nick Fuentes would want Charlie Kirk dead?
Did he act out on this?
We don't know. We don't know.
So there's actual attempted assassination and assassinations committed against conservative or Republicans, be it the presidential candidate or be it here, Charlie Kirk. And your answer on the other side is, well, we don't know if Republicans or conservatives are going to act out on that. Get a better argument than that, Dooley. Come on.
No, that's not my argument. That's completely misstating the argument. You see Governor Shapiro's house being firebombed. You can't remember probably when Nancy Pelosi's house
was a pro-Palestinian
nut job.
You can't
remember
that was
when
a pro-Palestinian. Again, you change. You
joke.
Want to change the subject when you have no argument. That was a pro-Palestinian mental health whack job. You're trying to label. You're trying to label that to be a conservative Republican or the other side. It's not, Dooley, and it hasn't.
You've
been.
Labeled the person who was not registered as a Democrat who's been arrested. As being a Democrat or leftist.
The person who assassinated Charlie Kirk had leftist ideology, anti-fascist, pro-Antifa ideology. So you can terminate. I'm not saying it's
right?
Democrats. I'm saying it's that side, that progressive whack job side that the Democrats are being assaulted themselves on because it's driving their party apart.
The political violence is not on one side. It's not. It's
okay.
Simply not true. And when you pardon people for January 6th, which I think you dismissed
again,
as something that's not a big deal.
I said if you're stretching all the way back to 2001, which is what I said, is why you called. You said since January 6th.
I'm stretching to the pardon of those people.
What Democrat politician was killed or assaulted that day? They were mad at the system. They weren't mad at a Democrat individual. They weren't chasing down individuals to hunt them down. This are
really?
Snipers
it like
sitting on a roof.
They were chasing down the Vice President of the United States.
A Republican.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, again, you didn't really make your argument there.
How didn't I make my argument? That's violence by people on the right.
That were unhappy with the system that was going on, and why no one was charged with the attempted murder of the Vice President.
I know. They didn't get that far. Thank God for the Secret Service. Right? I'm sure you're happy that he wasn't murdered, right?
Absolutely not. I don't think anybody should be murdered. Shouldn't be murdered yet. Well, you haven't made an excuse. You haven't made an example of that yet. You described the person who firebombed Josh Shapiro's residence, who was a pro-Palestinian nut job, who had nothing to do with the other side or party or politics. You had the individual in Minneapolis who shot and went after the two politicians who happened to work for the Tim Walz administration, proving that that's some sort of the other side doing things. You didn't make a result there here too, Dooley. So you know, give me some examples. You said I was totally wrong.
Well, I will
wrong
give you an example of the pardoning of the people from January
6th. I get that. January 6th. I get it.
Do you have a problem with it? Do you have a problem with pardoning them?
A lot of them, no. I think the ones that were part
of them.
A lot of them that
part,
were Yeah, I do have a problem with the way those cases were handled.
Good.
People were overcharged.
Good. I'm glad that we can find some common
ground. People were overcharged for identical crimes that would have happened outside of the Capitol that get nothing more than a ticket. And the people who did actually assault police had their sentences commuted, not pardoned, because they already spent more time than if I go to Washington, D.C. right now and I punch a police officer in the face, I'm going to do less time by probably a third than they'd already spent, which is why their sentences were commuted. So yes, I do have a problem that it was more widespread. I think it should have been more meticulous. But if you look at the facts of the matter on why they were pardoned and why the sentences were commuted, you might not agree with them, but there's valid reasons for them.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you, Rob. I'm going to call
it.
Again.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right.
No, I truly call anytime, Dooley. I'm 100%.
Yeah, you,
I'm 100%
serious.
You better
serious. Believe. Yeah.
Okay.
I will.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hopefully, I can get through. Bye.
All right. No problem. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes in law enforcement from here in the Commonwealth who made the ultimate sacrifice on this day, September 12th. And we have some close to home today. Corporal Byron Keith Dixon II, Pennsylvania State Police, was shot and killed in an ambush at the Blooming Grove Barracks in Pike County, approximately 11 p.m. He had just walked out of the front door of the barracks when he was struck by a .308 caliber rifle shot. Dispatcher who was inside of the barracks attempted to pull him into the building but also came under fire and had to retreat back into the building. A second trooper who had been in the parking lot also came to Trooper Dixon's aid but was wounded before he also had to retreat into the building. The subject then shot Corporal Dixon a second time, killing him. We all know the story after that of the manhunt for that Cretan. Cretan indeed. Next, we have Patrolman Albert James Bensinger Jr., Pleasant Hills Borough Police Department. Patrolman Albert Bensinger died after attempting to rescue two boys from a sinkhole in the Jefferson Memorial Cemetery. He was the first officer on the scene and discovered the bodies of the two boys inside the hole. When he went in the shaft, attempted to rescue, the oxygen in the sinkhole was depleted to the point he could no longer support human or animal life. Undetectable rapid unconsciousness occurred in seconds, and the boys and Patrolman Bensinger did not have enough oxygen to survive. Detective Otto A. Newcomb, Johnston Police Department, 1923, succumbed to gunshot wounds sustained 2 weeks earlier when he was shot while responding to a riot in the city's Rosedale section. As to the vehicle, he was driven underneath the underpass. Shots were fired at the car, and he was struck in the arm, was transported to Memorial Hospital and treated. He was released from the hospital but died from complications several days later. Again, this was 1923, where even a shot in the arm turned to be fatal. Patrolman Ignatius Theodore Brown, Munhall Borough Police Department in Pennsylvania, was struck and killed by a truck while crossing 8th Avenue.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep. Just finished using a police call and stepped into the street when a truck struck him, killing him. And Police Officer John Chambers, Philadelphia Police Department, in 1894, succumbed to a gunshot wound 2 days earlier while serving a warrant on a suspect in East Dolphin Street. He entered the home and the man ran upstairs to retrieve a Navy Colt revolver. The policeman, Chambers, stepped up to the bottom of the stairs. The man emerged at the top and opened fire, striking him in the chest. And those are our five today. It's interesting. It's funny. Over my last comments, I get someone texted in, "What BS you spew? Pathetic," from an alleged former police officer. Jake, notify the NYPD and tell them that I'm alleged, and I guess my entire career was either a dream or falsified. So get on that as soon as we go to break. Jake's nodding his head. He's going to get right on that. Hopefully, we get to the bottom of that allegedness of my career. But again, because someone doesn't think like me, they obviously want to attack me, right? Can't have a different opinion. As a matter of fact, and like I said in my response to the text, my response is, that's the best you have? The former chief of the Capitol Police states the same thing. At least have some facts as to why, specifically, I am spewing BS. And the fact that it's pathetic from an alleged former police officer, I guess you're insulting my career. But every month I get my pension check, I'll smile and thank you for your service. Yep. I got some phone calls I'm going to get to you guys as soon as I get back. It's 4:40 here at WILK. Let me go to Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Comfort is their business. And listen, I got to tell you, I met with these amazing guys at Monk and girls, deal with them on the phone, and just a family business. Heating and Air, about getting a brand new Mitsubishi electric heat pump system installed. And like I says, comfort is their business. And they mean it. Rob Monk came out to my house, took some scans of my entire area I wanted to make comfortable, both in the summer and winter, because this is both an air conditioning and heat pump. Told me exactly what size units I need, what kind of carriers I need on my wall on the inside of the house, what kind of unit I need outside. I'm getting two inside units, the one main outside unit. Showed me what they would look like. How quiet they are going to be decibel-wise. Played something on his iPad that showed me this is what it's going to sound like when it's on. Couldn't even hear it. So, and my hearing's pretty good still, unfortunately. Outside showed me what it was going to look like, showed me what the tubing was going to be covered on under their gutter systems that cover it up and make it look like it's part of the house. And one of the big things that I was worried about, because we just had the house sided. My wife was like, I don't want any ugly tubes coming in the side of the house. And nope, you won't even know. It runs right up next to the gutter and right into the house. Listen, they are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite Contractors, trained premier comfort specialists, 24-7, 365-day service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day if you have an emergency, powered by family values and Mitsubishi quality. And again, that family run, their name is the business, Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Either it's Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, you are going to get that family atmosphere from any one of them. And what they stand behind, because their name is literally the business. It's not a franchise. It's not a big corporation. It's them, Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. So check them out at monkhvac.com. Tell them I sent you. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show at 4:45. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? Tony and Bill, I'm going to get to you right after I finish this during this segment, so don't go away. What do we have? Some key events today. 1962, President John F. Kennedy delivered his "We Choose to Go to the Moon" speech at Rice University, committing the U.S. to land a man on the moon before the end of the decade. 1992, Mae Jemison became the first African-American woman in space. She flew aboard the space shuttle Endeavour on mission STS-47. 1953, U.S. Senator John F. Kennedy married Jacqueline Bovenar in Newport, Rhode Island. 1959, Bonanza, the first regularly scheduled TV program presented in color, premiered in the U.S. In 1957, the U.S. and Canada established the North American Air Defense System, NORAD, integrating parts of their air defense system. Some births today. 1913, Jesse Owens, the Olympic track and field athlete famous for challenging racial stereotypes when he won 4 gold medals in the 1936 Berlin Olympics. And 1944, Barry White, the singer whose deep voice and romantic songs made him an icon in soul and R&B. And today is also Defenders Day in Maryland. September 12th is observed in Maryland to commemorate the successful defense of Baltimore during the War of 1812 and the bombardment of Fort McHenry, events that inspired Francis Scott Key to write what became the Star-Spangled Banner. So that's a little bit of today in history. Let me go to the phone now. We have Tony from the Back Mountain on university security. Tony.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Good.
Want to get your expert opinion on just a thought I have of overall coordination of security in these type of events. And, of course, having retrospective perfection-based eyeglasses on now, we all have a different view than reality. But that said, I'm always wondering, how could the security cameras of that building and the campus security not detect that someone was on the roof? I mean, you could have a cheapo deluxe security system, and it could have motion detection that will alert somebody if they're not staring at the cameras at the time. But I just really find it hard to believe that this person could access the roof and no security via monitoring or could react to it and notify the people on the ground and stuff like that. And,
well, not even basic.
Retrospectively.
Yeah, don't even go to that extent of their video surveillance. How come there weren't basic alarm systems on the doors that access the roof to let both a loud signal going? Because if the alarm system would have started a loud decibel alarm when he opened that door, it could have startled him enough to abort that getting on the roof. The fact that there's no central station that notifies to say, hey, this goes up there. The fact that there may, and we don't know their capabilities, but there may have not been a security officer or someone in real time viewing these cameras to where, this day and age, they get an alert that a roof door has been opened, the camera turns on, they can see and talk through that camera system, our Ring doorbell systems, to say, hey, what are you doing? I see you. The police are on their way. That in itself could have been enough to scare him off. So, these things
shocked me that modern campus security, they're usually pretty astute, and yet roof access, which is a pretty dangerous thing no matter what, whether there's an event or nothing going on, they don't want anybody on the roof. And yet here we are, and somebody has access to the roof, and this outcome happens.
Well, so I can tell you in decades of my experience, public safety or security systems and security funding is the first to get cut when there's some sort of thing, when there's some sort of budgetary issue. And it's you really have to fight to get those funds to in there, because a lot of times, and the old mentality was, well, we've never had that problem. So why invest these hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, depending on the facility, on a problem that we've never really had? Well, this day and age, that potential is there for everywhere, be it the smallest corporation to the smallest mom and pop top business to an open air event like this. And I think any university, any school, be it public or private school at any level, from kindergarten all the way up through our higher education, the safety of their students should be their primary concern, and everything else should fall under that. So why they don't have state-of-the-art systems that do exactly what we just talked about, to where they operate as simple as our Ring doorbell cameras, to where you get an alert, you immediately get a video pop up on the screen. And I've run these systems, I've installed these systems. You know, the second that door opens, if you do not have a audible alarm, which it should have, because I think that in itself might have scared him off. If you're monitoring, say, 100 cameras, and you figure, okay, 100 cameras are a lot for someone to watch, but if they get a movement at a door that shouldn't be open, a center screen pops up really big in red and says, okay, you have movement here, unauthorized access, and you can get key right in on that. Did they have someone real-time monitoring this? Yes, it's great to go back and get some sort of video. That's what helped them track this person down. But you know, all our institutions, all large businesses this day and age should be making their public safety, their safety of their employees and their businesses their first priority.
All right. Well, that's how I just want to discuss that. Thank you very much.
All right, Tony.
And
thanks for calling.
Keep up the good work on your show.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to I got some time here. Let me go to Bill from Wilkes-Barre on the anniversary of the Ottoman Empire. You're going real back, Bill, huh?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. September 11th, of course, we all know what happened to us on September 11th, but September was not a very good month for the ideology that did 9/11, and also what happened to Israel. They actually lost a lot of fights in September. Most to the point, on September 12th, the Turks were besieging Vienna and Austria in 1683, and September 12th was the day that the Poles, under the command of King Jan Sobieski III, attacked and dispersed the Turks, at enormous loss to the Turks. Essentially, it was a one-sided wipeout. So that was a very important day in history. I know we have a Kosciusko Day in the United States. Maybe there should be a Sobieski Day as well. Another one on September 12th, the ideology behind 9/11, something similar to it. 10,000 of them attacked 21 Sikhs. This was in 1897 at Sarigahi. 10,000 or more of them attacked 21 Sikhs, who unfortunately they eventually managed to eliminate, but they lost 450 of their own men doing it, and that was when they had like 50-1 odds, and they still lost a lot of casualties. The other 9/11, and people think there might have been a connection to what happened to us on 9/11. In 1693, Prince Eugen of Savoy, he was an Austrian commander, demolished the Ottoman Empire with a place called Zenta, and there's a theory that maybe Al-Qaeda picked September 11th to avenge the Battle of Zenta, but I'm not sure that's been proven.
Well, I appreciate that that historical view there, Bill.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
No, no, always enjoy them. You dug a lot deeper in history. Well, I just do U.S. history, and it throws in a little world there, but you went way back there.
But if you're also, of course, anyone of Polish heritage, they probably should know about September 12th and the Battle of Vienna, but it should be recognized because the Poles essentially saved Central Europe from the Turkish Empire.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Well, I appreciate your call as always, Bill. Thanks for checking in today. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. It's 4:53 here at WILK. We'll be back. All right. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. We have some, I guess it's breaking news. It came out at 3:34 today. Tara Yanni has resigned from the Scranton School Board, says she's no longer comfortable serving in a director role. Now, this is coming from Jim Lockwood of the Times Tribune. Says saying she has grown uncomfortable serving on the Scranton School Board, school director Tara Yanni resigned Friday today. I am no longer comfortable serving as a director on the Scranton School Board. I am grateful for the opportunity to have served in this role and will always wish every success for the students and staff of this district, Yanni said in a text message. Yanni previously served in leadership roles on the 9-member board, both as president and vice president. She won re-election in 2023 to a 4-year term. Asked to elaborate on what made her uncomfortable, Yanni said, "I encourage members of our community to view recent school board meetings, which are accessible on YouTube, and to actively engage in county, city, and school governance." The board's most recent meeting was Tuesday, and there's a link to view the meeting. It was not immediately clear when the board would fill the Yanni vacancy. Yanni's resignation is the second one from the school board this year. In March, Katie Gilmartin resigned. At that time, Gilmartin declined to comment on why she stepped down in the final year of her second 4-year term. She had not previously filed paperwork to run for re-election in the May 2025 primary election. In April, the board appointed Jenna Starzalicki to fill that vacancy. The November 4th general election has 4 seats on the 9-member school board up for grabs and 5 candidates running. So that's some news coming out of the Scranton School District. Really no elaboration, but something has obviously made Scranton School Board Director Tara Yanni uncomfortable. And it's exactly her quote: "I am no longer comfortable serving as a director on the Scranton School Board. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have served in this role, and I will always wish every success for the students and staff of this district." And I'm reading into this, which we are supposed to do. That's why we read these stories. You notice she doesn't wish success on her fellow school board members, just the students and staff of the district. Now, you could read into that how you want. I look at that to read into it exactly how it sounds. And again, when asked what specifically made her uncomfortable, she said, "I encourage members of our community to view recent school board meetings, which are accessible on YouTube." And there is the YouTube link for the Scranton School Board meetings. I often watch them to see what's going on there. "And actively engage in county, city, and school governance." So changes on the Scranton School Board, and with 4 positions up for election, it could be a change of power. 5 o'clock here at WILK.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.